This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it into Greg and me at Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. This from motortrend.com. The headline reads, "The American Dream, World's Longest Limo, Restored by Florida Man." Once again, the dazzling 100-foot-long Cadillac gets a new lease on life. The world's longest limo, according to the Guinness Book of World Records, is 100 feet and 1.5 inches. An impressive 25,000-pound helipad-equipped Cadillac. It's enormous.
It's stupid.
It's stupidly large. There is no possible way you can corner that thing.
No, and here's the funny thing. So not only will the story be on the notes today, I'm also going to include Motor Trend's video about it. Because you can tell just the disdain this woman has for having this assignment.
She's the reporter who's got it covered.
Yeah, and I the word reporter is doing some heavy lifting there. But the point is it is a long car with a tiny helipad, also a putting green on it, and the most uncomfortable way of entering a car ever.
And the interior looks really cheap and really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
They look like cardboard seats.
The whole thing of this car, Florida car, mm-hmm. I mean, if a car has ever represented Florida better, it's for the Guinness Book of World Records. And because it's a car, because they're going for the world's longest car, it has to be able to drive. She drives it forward. She drives it backwards. And that's it.
Because that's all you can do with it. And she's on an airport tarmac.
Yeah. And at one point she says, "Are the wheels straight?" She doesn't trust the steering wheel. She pops her head out of the window to look and see if the four wheels on one side are straight. Because there are 26 tires. This shouldn't be a thing.
No fewer than 6 Eldorados were conjoined during the original construction of the 24-wheeled monster.
Wouldn't that be Los Eldorados?
Could be. The American Dream is now functional to the extent it can be. With this length and the cruise ship-like turning radius, you can't just drive it around. You have to plan your route to make sure you're only going to go straight or backwards.
Yeah.
But there is room inside for 75.
Oh, boy, howdy.
No. We will include this in the show notes so you can take a look yourself at the little deuce coupe.
I really think we need to redefine the word dream in this situation, too.
That would be fair.
There it is.
That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.